This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with a full story.
What do we want? What do we want? What do we want?
The scenes on the streets of Minneapolis have been confronting and terrifying to watch.
A 5-year-old boy is at the center of a controversial arrest by ICE agents in Minnesota. He's now in federal custody in Texas.
4 of our students have been apprehended and taken away by masked and armed ICE agents with no identification.
ICE agents rounding people up to be taken into detention. And the shooting of 2 U.S. citizens at near point-blank range, as in the case of Renee Good.
New video tonight of the deadly ICE shooting in Minneapolis that claimed the life of a mother of 3.
And Alex Pretty.
Alex Pretty, an intensive care nurse with the Veterans Administration, was shot and killed by federal officials.
That's all while a counter-narrative from the White House painted the victims as perpetrators.
This was an act of domestic terrorism. This looks like a situation where an individual arrived at the scene to inflict maximum damage on individuals and to kill law enforcement.
It's left many asking if America is now at a crossroads.
There's nothing quite so visceral and palpable as actually seeing the thuggish behavior on the streets targeting both U.S. citizens and immigrants and really inflicting terror on them. So it kind of is the worst case scenario that many people warned about coming to bear.
Today, Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief David Smith on terror in Minneapolis, reminiscent of a civil war. It's Friday, the 30th of January.